Unit 4, Out in the Snow, Part 1, pages 96 to 97, Exercise C.
1. Ice sailing. Ice sailing is just that, sailing across frozen lakes or rivers. This exciting sport is also called ice boating or ice yachting. It is becoming a popular sport in many countries around the world. Ice boats can move very fast. They can reach speeds of up to 200 kilometers per hour, depending on the wind and the ice. Ice sailing is not particularly new. In fact, Dutch sailors used ice boats to transport goods across frozen lakes and rivers hundreds of years ago. That way, they kept their businesses running even during the long winter months. 2. Snow biking. Just because there is snow on the ground, it doesn't mean you have to stop cycling. You can have fun snow biking. You'll need a fat bike, which is a mountain bike especially designed for riding in softer conditions, like snow. It is called a fat bike because it has very wide tires. In fact, they are nearly double the width of those on a regular mountain bike. Snow biking is one of the fastest growing winter sports. And that is not surprising because it is lots of fun. There is even a snow bike festival in Switzerland. It is a 4-day race in the snow-covered Swiss Alps. Bikers come from all over the world to take part in this exciting race. It's not difficult to learn, says Kevin Marks, an experienced snow biker. If you know how to ride a regular bike, you will get the hang of it very quickly. 3. Snow kiting. It's the next best thing to flying, fans of this sport will tell you excitedly. What is the sport? It's snow kiting. Snow kiting is skiing or snowboarding and holding a specially designed kite at the same time. The kite used today is inflatable. That means you can blow it up like a balloon. Experienced snow kiters can cover 140 kilometers or more in a single day and fly at over 100 kilometers per hour. The technique that snow kiters use is very similar to kite surfing, so if you're a kite surfer in the summer, you might turn to this sport in the winter. But be careful. Snow kiting is an extreme sport and can be very dangerous indeed.